The Traveler's Journal, October 8th, taking part in the Natchitoches Historical Pilgrimage. In 1714, to make contact with the Spanish in Mexico, French traders established a fort on the upper reaches of the Red River, near a village of Natchitoches Indians, in what's now west-central Louisiana. The site was picked because a massive logjam upstream prevented navigation further west. The town that followed, one of the first European settlements west of the Mississippi, became a bustling center for the great cotton plantations that sprouted along the river's fertile banks. Wealthy planters built sprawling mansions, and so they could attend social events, elegant houses in town. Spanish, French, and colonial elements blended with a touch of Creole to create a unique character. But in 1832, the logjam was dynamited, and the Red River changed its course, leaving the town of Natchitoches up a creek. While it destroyed the local economy, that isolation did spare the town's magnificent colonial and antebellum architecture. Built on cotton, the fabric of old Natchitoches has been preserved in cypress, heart of palm, brick, and elegant wrought iron. Recognizing its splendid heritage, large tracts of the town and its surroundings have been placed on various historic registers. This weekend, Natchitoches is holding its annual pilgrimage of historic homes and plantations. Four separate tours will visit some 16 private homes, as well as a dozen other sites. It's a great time to glimpse the ambiance of a bygone era. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.